Hello there. Just trying out this voice meme thing. Thought I'd give it a shot, what the hey. And didn't really have anything better to do, so here I go. Number one, since I really don't want to give out my real name, I'll go with Threon. Number two, I am 24 years old as of this November. Number three, I was born in and am still living in Ohio. It is very cold at the moment. It's 37 degrees outside Fahrenheit. It is currently 12 a.m. In case you didn't know, I am very nocturnal. Excuse me. That will be explained in a later question. I'm currently wearing a Nike shirt of some sort with a zipper on the front and jeans. The last thing I listened to, the underdog theme, oddly enough. I hadn't thought about it in a long while, and I was recently reminded of it, and I realized I don't know the lyrics to the theme song. Now I only know half the lyrics to the theme song. The last thing I ate, well, if you might have heard me before, you'll know why now. I just ate a large amount of window cookies. They are very delicious, and I'm still digging some out of my teeth right now. The last thing I watched on TV, let's see. I believe I saw the ending to something called Batman vs. Dracula, something like that. Let's see, my favorite TV show. Well, if it's gonna be of all time, even though it's no longer in production, it'll have to be Farscape because of the awesome special effects and the really good plot. Even the romances, they're okay. Some people say it ruined the show, but I liked it. Find a book or something to say. All right. Let me see here. Let's see. I found The Moneylender of Toulouse by Alan Gordon. Flip to a random page. You came to my brother's funeral, he said, an odd expression appearing on his face. You stood in line with the others. I remember now. Yes, you were standing with your older brother, of course, I said. It's easy to see the kinship despite the different professions. Why, when I saw the two of you in the cloisters the other day. The cloisters, he interrupted. When was this? Oh, 3 or 4 days ago, just before midday, I said carelessly. I happened to be passing by and saw the two of you walking together. You are mistaken, he said. Well, I don't know why I would be, he said. How many monks can there be with your build? I have seen wrestlers who seem scrawny by comparison. Donatus, he muttered. Excuse me. Excuse me? It must have been my brother Donatus, he said. But why was he with my brother? I'm confused, senor. Senor. It's a weird spelling of senor. Senhor. Are you saying that there is another such muscular monk? Yes, he said. His name is Donatus. My word, two giants in black robes, I said. You should consider putting on wrestling exhibitions and charging admission. You could raise a considerable sum for the order. But why would he be my brother? Well, it's of no importance, he said. So which of you did I see going to that big fortress of a chateau after the funeral? Large men tend to be florid, so when they turn to pale, it is quite a dramatic effect. Donatus went to Bazzacco? He whispered, the fear written across his face. What was he doing there? What could he possibly want? And I think I'll end that there. It's a really good story, but there's a size limit for Furrow Affinity. What was the last movie I saw? The last movie I saw was... Oh, I recently rented Iron Man for a second time. It was pretty awesome, which is why I rented it a second time. I liked it the first time, I thought, hey, I'd see that again. Do you think I have an accent? Do I think I have an accent? However that the preposition should be arranged in that sentence. Let's see. I think I don't have an accent if you're American. I do have an accent if you are probably from another country or maybe another region in America. I have been known from time to time to have a slightly southern drawl since part of my family is from West Virginia. And I guess that's the end of the meme. Or is it mem? So long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, goodbye.